This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your time with us today. We are appreciative of it each and every day, and especially right now. I want to get straight to our guest who is holding on the line right now, House Minority Leader Jim Durkin. He leads the Republicans in the Illinois State House. And Leader Durkin, it's great to have you back. There are a lot of stories swirling around the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan. Yep. And we're hoping for an up-close and personal look at what is the controversy right now surrounding Mike Madigan and what it might mean for the state of Illinois?
Well, Annie, thank you for having me on the show. And since the last time we spoke, things have been looking up very well for the Republicans, and particularly in the Metro East area with Amy Alec and so yes. many other the great candidates at the county level. But let me get right to it. Last summer, I called for a special investigation into Mike Madigan because of the deferred prosecution agreement, which was a criminal case that was filed in Chicago in the federal court against Commonwealth Edison, the largest utility in the state of Illinois, where that utility agreed and admitted that they spent 9 years bribing Mike Madigan through various mechanisms, through creating shell companies to pass along bribes for ghost payrolling jobs, for Mike Madigan forcing a unqualified to serve on the board of directors as a political favor. The list goes on and on. And this was, at the end of the day, we found out that Mike Madigan had Commonwealth Edison in his back pocket, but they used him, he used them. And that is a classic quid pro quo, the type of stuff that the feds have been looking at for years. This is not political log rolling. This is about bribing a man who controls the state of Illinois over a period of time in which has been estimated that the value of the bribe was approximately $1.3 million over a nine-year period. It goes into further and further facts on this, but the bottom line is that Commonwealth Edison felt that they had to play ball with Madigan, and a guy named Mike McLean from Quincy told them this is how you're going to do it. If you want entry into Madigan Incorporated, you're going to have to play ball, and this is how you're going to do it. So from that deferred prosecution agreement, and I spoke many times on your show and also throughout the state of Illinois over the past many months of this corrupt nature, it has resulted not only in the indictment of the chief lobbyist, Fidel Marquez, with ComEd, but just within the last 48 hours, the indictment of Madigan's gatekeeper, Mike McLean, for the extortion that was used and bribery that was used in this scheme with ComEd and Madigan. Also, the chief of government affairs, former government affairs, John Hooker, the president of ComEd, Ann Promajor, and the bagman, a guy named Jay Doherty, who is the person that was involved with passing along, he's the middleman on bribes that were passed along for for ghost payrolling jobs. So, the walls are getting are starting to close in on Mike Madigan. Everything that the deferred prosecution agreement has described is now being turned into an indictment. And this all goes to the operations of Mike Madigan under the dome in Springfield and how he has used his power to muscle a public utility for his political gain in exchange for legislative favors. This is classic corruption. And this is what we're dealing with right now. And you can tell that this is for real because of all of Madigan's former apologists and his supporters are now jumping ship as quick as you can say it.
We're speaking with House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, giving us an up-close and personal look at what is taking place surrounding Mike Madigan. And I want to emphasize something you said before. This is not a Republicans versus the Speaker of the House Democrat Mike Madigan thing. This is the feds against Mike Madigan's circle. And they haven't indicted, as far as I understand, Mike Madigan hasn't been indicted on anything yet. No. But it seems as though it's getting a little closer. And a little closer,
yes.
And a little closer to the speaker himself, and it's starting to have a lot of political fallout as well. I'm counting here, according to a Politico article, saying that right now, as of last night, 17 Democrats have defected of supporting him for Speaker of the House. If he were to be, you know, put up there to become the speaker, they're not going to vote for him. Why is it that these Democrats
that list will grow. Over the weekend.
Why don't they want to be associated with him?
Well, because a lot of them rely upon him so much, and most of them are pretty weak. You know, the people that he gets elected are people who are obedient and people that play ball with him, because what he does is that he raises the money for him, he does the campaign work for him, and it helps him out on many levels, him, they and their family members. So they've all been, you know, they've been conditioned in a way in which they have to give ultimate control and authority to Mike Madigan, and a lot of them are afraid, still afraid, to challenge him or to say no to him. That has gone on forever, and that will continue. But at the moment, Mike Madigan does not have the magic number of 60. Neither, and none of the Democrats do. So some of them who are, you know, remember all those people who are who've said they're not voting for him. All, every one of them has been complicit in the destruction of the state of Illinois when it comes to our finances, it comes to public safety, it comes to education. All of them are. So, you know, they can't go around and say that they're good government right now because they are opposing Mike Madigan. They're the ones who voted for this lopsided budget. Those are the ones who refused to take on pension reform. Those are the ones that have turned Illinois' finances upside down and did it by supporting Mike Madigan. So,
we're speaking with House Minority Leader Jim Durkin. You know, if Mike Madigan isn't the Speaker of the House, if he's not the leader in the House of the Democratic Party, the Democrats still have a supermajority, which means I guess we're going to get to see the difference between Mike Madigan policies and just in general the Illinois Democrat policies. But we've seen a lot of support. You know, Mike Madigan blesses things and they go through. You were talking about how Mike Madigan has a lot of very loyal subjects who he helps get elected down in Southern Illinois. We are very familiar with that process. What is Democratic leadership in the state of Illinois look like outside of the status quo, the decades-long status quo of Mike Madigan?
There is none, because no one has ever anticipated nor ever thought they'd challenge Mike Madigan, because they all bowed to him for years and years. So as I look at this list, no one over there has 60 votes, and I think it'd be a long time for them to be able to put together a coalition that is going to be able to get to that threshold of 60 votes to be the speaker. So as far as I'm concerned, this is their problem. They created this, and they're going to have to wear the collar for it. So when they go around and they slap each other on the back and said, hey, Mike Madigan's gone, not so far. You know what? It's one thing to get rid of Mike Madigan, but you know what? You need to take some responsibility for what you've done to this state and to our state finances over the past decades.
You know, we've this past election, we Republicans in the state of Illinois had a very good election. We shot down this obnoxious progressive income tax, and now, you know, the governor's threatening with actually spending cuts, and I think a lot of us are like, okay, let's see what you got. The GOP picked up seats in the House. It seems as though we are primed in the taxpayer-focused conservative side of this state, which involves Democrat voters because they're sick and tired of the status quo where Illinois has gone. It seems as though we're primed to expand our caucus, our constituency here. What are the Republicans going to do with this opportunity? Because this is not an opportunity that voters want to be squandered.
You know, Annie, what we're going to do is that we're going to go back to the drawing board pretty soon. We'll make some adjustments, but we are going to start looking at, you know, this is about addition in Springfield. It's about numbers. So we're going to go and start looking at districts that we know were where the question of the fair tax was thoroughly rejected, the Democrat area, in a Democrat-held area. And we're going to start analyzing those districts, and we're going to expand the field. We're going to get candidates like Amy Alec and, Lisa Cianpoli, who came just a little bit short. But our message is real simple. We will not support a tax increase, and that was loud and clear last November, to fix the problems of Illinois. This is not just Republicans and billionaires that the governor is blaming on. It was rejected not only with Republicans, but also by independents and Democrats throughout the state of Illinois who look at Springfield and the Democrat Party as a corrupt organization who have absolutely lost their ability to lead.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work to be done. Before I let you go, Leader Durkin, tell me, if for people who are listening right now and they're kind of scooting to the edge of their seat because they want to see what happens next, specifically with Mike Madigan, but also with this moment in time where we have an opportunity to push forward a bit, what can an average Joe or an average Jane out there right now? It's not an election time. There's not a candidate you can go, knock on doors for. What can they do?
Well, I think what they did is they did something, and they looked at the questions that were presented before them. And I will say thank you for rejecting the governor's unfair tax, but start holding everyone accountable in the House of Representatives, not just Democrats, but Republicans, because you know what? Illinois voters, and I'm glad that they finally have woken up to the world of Springfield and how much it does affect their day-to-day lives. So members need to be held accountable. But more importantly, force members to commit to doing responsible things, voting for a balanced budget, living within your means, taking some type of control over your public pension system so they don't smother the spending in state government. But also, here's something else. I support law enforcement. That is what I think turned a lot of people against Democrats this fall. What we saw was the vilification of good men and women who are first responders because of all the riots that were occurring throughout the United States and then also in the state of Illinois, where people looked at law enforcement or were trying to paint a picture of law enforcement as being the bad guys. We don't believe in that. I never have. I was a prosecutor. So we're going to continue on with it, and we're going to support the good guys. And we're not going to go down this road where we think that that law enforcement is the enemy. So, There's a voice out there. I just want people to know that there is an alternative voice. And before you know it, we're going to be at a midterm election. And we're going to be – Andy, let me just finish with this thought. Mike Madigan spent approximately $23 million on all of his candidates and lost seats. I spent $4.2 million and won.
Yep. Yeah.
We spent throughout the state about as much as what Mike Madigan spent to try to get Bristow reelected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, and I think that people are awake to that. We're going to continue to shine that spotlight on and like as you said, you make a good point. You can't just hold your Democrat representatives' feet to the fire. You got to stay in touch with your Republican ones as well and make sure that they hear
absolutely
you and can represent
you. And you know, we can do that. We got good people there. We got good people, and they know exactly why they're there, and they're for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And we know that we have the window for at least getting Illinois on some type of track of solvency is still open, but you got to do it with the right people.
Got to take the opportunity. Illinois House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, always a pleasure to speak with you. We're going to watch this Madigan story develop, and we're going to be in touch with you. We thank you for your time.
Thanks, Annie. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
You as well. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, quick break. When we come back, we're going to do like some sort of hybrid real or fake news. Ask me anything. You can ask me anything about real or fake news or something like that. Or we can contort things into one or the other. We're going to do whatever we want. It's like we're shirking the rules and we're not socially distancing here. Actually, we're all like miles and miles and miles apart from one another right now. So we're going to have some fun when we come back. Very interesting stuff there from House Minority Leader Jim Durkin. Folks, if Mike Madigan goes down, this is a whole new ballgame for the state of Illinois. Stay very close because we're going to have the details as they continue to develop. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kevin on Facebook just said, tuning in late, did I miss anything newsworthy? And I'm really sorry to report from my show, no, not really.
Are you kidding? The Illinois stuff?
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, but just go to the podcast. It's at radio.com or the Andy Fry Show podcast, wherever you get podcasts.
I thought the breaking news was the Ryan bit about not liking indie music and not knowing how to make eye contact with another human being.
Yeah, I mean, there was that. They probably assumed, you know, it is what it is.
Well, that's the
All
best.
Right. Katie, you hit the theme because I don't know which segment we're doing, so you play it.
If you have anything to ask me, just go ahead.
Ask me anything.
I want the truth!
Katie makes decisions.
Thank you for your honesty.
You can't handle the truth!
And the truth shall set you free!
I have no idea what's going on.
Ask me anything, it is. If you could get rid of one Republican that's been in office for a long time and one Democrat that's been in office for a long time.
Ooh.
Just one. You can only pick one. And don't tell me, like, I would like to do these five, but I will only pick one. I want two names, Republican, Democrat, somebody who's ready can go first. Ryan, you ready? You look like you're
Republican,
ready.
Republican, Mitt Romney.
Ooh,
and
good one.
Nobody can disagree with that, so I pretty much solved that one for everybody else. Democrat, man. I'm going to say...
There's another easy one. Come on.
Man. Okay. I'll say Adam Schiff. Just because he annoys me.
Okay. Gabe, what you got?
I was going to say Nancy Pelosi for the Democrat, but on top of Mitt Romney for the Republican.
Exactly.
Mostly, and what's funny is I'm sure there are worse Republicans in terms of voting record and things like that who've been in office for a long time than him. But he's just become so outspokenly so... that it's just, it's not, it's like, come on, dude, come on.
Katie?
God, everything I was going to say is taken. I guess I'm going to say good old Chucky Schumer for the Democrat, but Republican, that's a tough one. That's really tough. I don't know if I can think of one right off the bat. So that's my answer. I don't know. I have none of no
Don Winkler.
Darn clue.
Nice.
I can't not say Nancy Pelosi. I think that she is so toxic for everything and everywhere she goes. I think that she is one of the worst examples of politicians and career politicians that can possibly exist. And so I would say Nancy Pelosi easily.
She's a Disney villain. I proved it.
Yeah.
Go watch
Ursula.
My video.
Just if you want to know what Democrats stand for, all you have to do is go listen to Poor Unfortunate Souls from The Little Mermaid. And Ursula explains it in a very sensuous kind of way. It's weird, but it's real. And then for Republican, I have a hard time with this one because Mitt Romney is way more obnoxious than he is how he votes. His voting is actually, I'm pretty much okay with the way he votes for the most part. And if he has ever taken a step aside to not vote, it's a statement vote and it doesn't affect anything. That's my personal opinion. He's annoying, but his voting record, not so much. Lisa Murkowski, somebody commented Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. I think Alaska could do better than Lisa Murkowski. I would much rather have Lisa Murkowski there than a Democrat, just like I'm sure you guys would all rather have Mitt Romney there than a Democrat. But Lisa Murkowski frustrates me a bit because I feel as though Alaska is more Republican than she represents them. Susan Collins in Maine, I think, has a very, very difficult decision to uphold. I understand why she does what she does. And when it has really counted, she has shown up for the Republican Party. But Lisa Murkowski, I could do without. And I think it'd be really fun to put Sarah Palin back in there just because it's entertaining for everybody. She's not my senator, but it would be a huge, huge upgrade. So there we go.
Who's next? I want to shift to Pritzker just real quick before we move on.
Somebody suggested that Pritzker was going to run for president. There's no way in hell that he would ever get anywhere close to being the nominee. So don't worry about that. He's not even going to be the governor in 2 years. So just, you know, mark my words. Yeah.
I got one.
Real or fake? Real. I just did it for everybody.
That's a good one, actually.
Yep, that's real.
I think he might actually win it again, but I'm going to believe you.
Thanks, Ryan. You want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next.
You believe in me?
How long, question for everybody, how long is it still okay to have a bottle of water in your car and still drink it?
Hours.
Hours,
not,
right?
Not how, hours. How long is it okay and how long will you drink it are two very different questions.
Okay, how long will you drink it?
Mine's going to be bad.
I would say 12 hours.
I would give it like a day and a half. I'd still drink that cup of water.
Cup of water.
Or
this
bottled
is a
water.
Bottle of
oh,
water.
Yeah. Oh, see, bottled not, water? You
know. Cup is, I was going to say, cup is way worse.
Yeah,
oh, cup
yeah,
I would do.
Open.
What's the exponential on there?
The bottle, I've drank bottled water that has been in my car for a month.
You probably got COVID from it. Good job, Katie.
Maybe so.
What about you, Gabe?
You know what? I'm probably with Katie. I kind of don't care. Like if I'm really thirsty, it doesn't matter. You know, so long as there's nothing visible in it.
Yep. You know? It's been sealed. It's been
exactly
signed.
The cap's been on.
It's like if you can't see it, it's not there. COVID. I mean, what are you people saying here? You're the smart one too, Gabe. You're supposed to do better.
Well, what does science say?
Well, I mean, it's a bottle of water.
Genius. Isn't that what his intro says?
Yep.
Exactly. Listen to me.
All right.
Listen to
maybe that's where you got all your extra brain cells from.
There you go. I incorporated from all of the strange organisms I've ingested.
Water.
But
just like the movies.
But along similar lines, actually, a friend of mine in the chat on Facebook Live, join us there. Asked me the question. I answered it in the chat, but it's a good question for everybody.
All right, throw it out.
Will you be first in line for the vaccine, or you know, do you plan on taking the vaccine when it comes out? Now, personally, I said I probably won't, or at least I'm not really in a big hurry to, just because I mean I've never really been big on vaccines that I didn't have to take, like, you know, besides school vaccines, right? You know, the flu vaccine, basically my wife makes me do that. You know, I did not do it for
your governor
years.
And your legislators make you no kidding. So are you gonna do it or not? Right. Yes or no?
I would say no, at least not at first.
Okay.
It's going to be a while before I take it.
Agreed with that. I don't think at first. I'm going to have to see the results of some of these trial runs, and then
don't you have antibodies?
I do have antibodies.
Yeah, what do you need?
So you're done. You don't need it.
Well, potentially. But that's the hope.
What
but,
about you, Ryan?
I
have no problem with it medically. I'm not afraid of it, but it really does make me afraid that they're going to start like having you show ID that you've had it to go into businesses and stuff like that.
Where do you want to go that's going to make you, like, where do you have to go so bad that you're going to have to show that?
Well,
I mean,
I would just not go. I mean,
just
regular places that would say, you know what, we just want to know that you've been vaccinated, so just show us that you have. Like,
that's
I don't
not happening.
Like that. I hope
that's
it's not.
That's not happening. That's
good.
Not happening.
And they would put a stamp on your hand or on your forehead to make sure that
not,
you can
general,
go into shops
in
and buy things.
I could understand maybe some bigger capacity.
If anybody's catching
thing.
My drift.
If I am healthy at the time, I would take it. That's how I'm going to say that at that moment in time. What about Ryan? You got a question?
Beyond that, I would say that this is more of a real or fake, but I guess I can make it a question. So do you honestly,
just do something.
If somebody is coughing and you walk past them in a store, do you hold your breath?
I don't know. I don't walk past people who are coughing.
I have. I mean, I have walked past people that are coughing and I don't hold my breath.
You
no.
don't?
No.
I noticed the other day that I absolutely do. And I'm like, Dr. Hardiman told us that this is worthless and I still am doing it.
Katie,
no, I don't do that.
Katie, you got a question?
I do. What is something you guys are thankful for this year?
Why do you say like
I was going to add that one too.
Because we're not going to be seeing each other on Thanksgiving. So what are we all thankful for this year? This is a game I play with my family whenever we're all, you know, pre-COVID when we all could see each other.
What start us off, Katie.
I'm very, very thankful for my in real life friends and family that are not on social media, that I don't have to bicker with on social media. I think we're all very thankful for them usually, but now because of COVID and the election and how prominent social media has been in all of our lives, I'm even more grateful and more thankful that I have people that love me and don't
real
judge
relationships
me and want to be with me no matter what I believe in my ideologies.
Perfect. Gabe, what about you?
I'm thankful for my wife. I mean, she's sitting
on the other side of your camera right now. She's like,
no, she's at work. But she did text me when I showed up in the video because she watches, and she said, oh, there's that handsome guy kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, there's you know, I got that little schoolboy giggle.
We're thankful for you too. We're thankful for Gabe's wife too. Good stuff. What about you, Ryan?
I'm really thankful that my wife's school has decided to try to stay open and has succeeded at doing that. I thought that was a really bold thing in the face of a lot of schools not doing it. And it's been so good for my kids and good for my wife that I'm very thankful that they've done that.
I'll say also in conjunction kind of with what everybody has said in some capacity is I'm thankful for my family. I'm going to ask the next ask me anything here because it kind of comes off of this, but I lost my grandma this year, and I think about how fortunate I was to have her for 36 years of my life. She's 95 years old, and honestly, I mean, the day she went into the hospital with a heart attack, we weren't expecting her to go into the hospital with a heart attack. You know, we've been caring so greatly and gingerly with COVID around her. That's not what we expected, which means you don't know anything. You can do everything the way everybody tells you to do it, and bad things can still happen. You can do nothing that you could shirk all of the rules and the regulations and everything could be fine, but you have no guarantees. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your family right now. It doesn't matter if times are difficult. It doesn't matter if relationships have been difficult. Whenever they're gone, they're gone. And if you have the opportunity right now to strengthen a relationship that needs to be strengthened or to build on a relationship that's already strong and you're wasting the opportunity right now to do it, you're doing it wrong. And I'm grateful for the opportunities I've had to make those relationships stronger. I'm grateful for the opportunity that I had to be so close to my grandma. And I'm going to miss her. I miss her every day. But it's been a huge dose of perspective. That's kind of the answer to my question that I'm going to ask you guys. But what has 2020 showed you and taught you about perspective? What have you noticed in your life in 2020 when a lot of things got turned upside down, when everything got dumped on the table and you had to put some things back into your life and let some things go? What did you notice maybe you needed to focus more on as a priority? Like what dose of perspective did you get? Ryan, you can go first. You're not.
That activities don't necessarily equal happiness.
That's a good
and
one.
In fact, maybe the opposite.
Yeah,
the
obligation.
More I pulled the plug out from other things, the happier that I am just being with my people.
Potentially even apprehension on when you're going to have to plug it back in. And then asking yourself, am I even going to do that?
Wow, that is really good. I think that I learned that time is our biggest currency. It's our greatest currency. We don't know how precious every moment and everything that we have with our family and friends that we get to spend with them. That's the biggest thing that I've learned. Dang, Ryan, that hit me. What you just said. It's crazy.
Yep.
Well, you know I'm deep, so. You should have seen it coming.
I'll say that. Gosh, my cat's freaking out over here.
People want to know what the name of your cat is. Just tell us what the name of your cat is. Oh, he lost his headphone. Plug it.
My cat pulled out the cord from my headphone, so I couldn't hear what you guys are saying.
What kind of perspective did you get this year?
Working from home is weird because of animals. No, but seriously.
not wrong.
Not wrong. Like I like to say, I'm an introverted homebody, and this kind of hasn't really affected me. But even then, even for us, you know, natural recluses, I guess, human contact is really, really important. It's important to your sanity. It's important to provide the perspective that you need. You know, you're not just alone with your thoughts all day, kind of thing. You're actually bouncing your ideas off of another person. You're actually engaging someone else who may see the world a little differently. And having that access, having that, you know, that human connection that you make with other people is I think it's a matter of mental health. You know, it's what keeps you sane.
I think
humans are her social beings.
I think Eric's comment on YouTube here is good too. I'm thankful for my job. I'm 100% stable and will be for years to come, COVID or not. I think people, depending on where you are in your job, this has been a crazy year for employment. For people who may have had gripes about their jobs before, they've probably been a little more grateful for the opportunity to retain it. And for people who griped about their jobs before and lost it or have had it shut down from underneath their feet, you probably wish maybe that you had the opportunity to go back and do your thing. And so, again, I mean, 2020, if anything, has got to be the year of perspective for us. And if we pass up the opportunity to reflect on what has taken place, what has been taken away from us, you'll notice many times that when something like that gets taken away, something else fills in that gap. And a lot of times, you know, in my opinion, the good Lord blesses you in ways you didn't expect coming. So make sure you take the moment to stop and pay attention to that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I assume Tony Colombo's coming in the studio.
Sure is.
Annie, are you okay to wrap up the show before we hand it over to the Glover folks? So stick around. More Annie Fry Show in just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Friday, which means Tony Colombo comes into the studio and we play a little game called Annie, You're Okay, and he asks me a bunch of things that I'm usually not okay with. But sometimes I am, which is why it's exciting and riveting radio for you. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Just a little side note, park hopping is back in January 1st.
Yeah,
If you know, you know. Anyway.
I saw that. It's fantastic.
Katie, are you ready or do you want to wait for
Tony? And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Fire it anytime you want.
I will.
And I did.
I will. I was waiting for you guys to wrap up, but it didn't happen.
Were you saying something, Annie? Because I couldn't hear you.
It's time to move on, Tony. Don't you?
Boom!
She's real sassy when
nobody's
she can't
okay
taste
with
her smell.
This
I like it. All right. Let's start with this one here. There's an engineer named Javier Sanchez in Bellevue, Washington, who used to work on Alexa for Amazon. Sorry if I just turned on a bunch of devices. But now he is using his skills and experience in a different way. He's developed an app called Meow Talk that translates what your cat is saying.
I don't have a cat.
He says it wasn't easy because it's fake. No.
I'm not okay with cats.
That was an
editorial. I don't know. Is that the question, Annie? Are you okay with cats?
No. I'm not either. Says it wasn't easy because every cat's meows mean a different thing. So the app uses machine learning to work with you to figure out what your cat's meows mean and translates them. You can get the app right now for Apple and Android. It's free, although it seems like you need to pay 99 cents to get all the features.
So of course you do.
Oh, look, Gabe's got his cat.
Yep. Hey, Gabe, yeah, what do you think?
You know what?
Do you need Alexa to tell you?
All these engineers stick together, right?
I would actually use that.
Yeah, all these engineers stick together. Annie, are you okay sitting down for a long chat with your cat through an app?
I don't want to have any conversations with cats. I don't want to have any conversations with animals. No Dr. Doolittle stuff over here. My dog barks a lot. Like, my dog now watches television. I think I said this on the air recently, but he knows the jinx. Oh, no, we were talking with Steve, our boss, about this. That's what I was. Mm-hmm. My dog will know a commercial that's coming on. He'll or she will know the jingle that in 15 seconds into the commercial, there will be a dog on that commercial. So when she hears a commercial, she knows has a dog on it. She runs the TV, and then she sits there and waits for the dog, and then she loses her ever-loving mind. And all she's doing is saying, dog, 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 yeah. Dog. That's what dogs say. Do I want to know what these pretentious cats are saying to me and judging me? No. Why would I want to know that? Meow, 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 meow. Meow mix. Isn't that I don't want to know what a cat's saying. It's just judgment, which is why I don't like it.
It's also not real.
Wait, we already have a song.
He says it's real, but I'm not buying a thing of it. Like, I'm not saying it's a fake story. I'm saying I just don't believe him.
We already have a song, What Does the Fox Say? We already know what these animals are thinking and saying.
True that.
People want to know my dog's an Australian Shepherd, purebred. Anyway.
And cats are actual assholes. A-holes.
Game out of left field.
Hey,
fair enough.
Listen, we all have our first time. We all have our first time. It's
Tony,
okay.
Wow,
Tony,
I don't even usually say it.
I know, right?
It's just the cat.
Gosh.
The now cat lover
official,
in you.
Now you're an official professional. Until... You have to have the dump button used on you, which just happened, by the way.
Beat me?
Yep.
Did you dump it, Katie?
Yes, you have to dump it.
Now, if you're listening on the stream, you got a little treat there, everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody on the stream got a little treat there.
That's right.
I did the same. Hey, I did it like 2 weeks ago on the DGS. You're
talking about cats, too.
You're in good company.
It's been great having Gabe on the show all these years.
He actually didn't quite say it, so we're all right. There's a new cookbook coming out that is exclusively made up of recipes that use Mountain Dew. The cookbook is going on sale this week on Mountain Dew's website, and it will cost $30.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a bit higher than I was expecting. But, Annie, are you okay with spending $30 to learn how to cook with Mountain Dew?
Does it give you any examples of what you would cook with Mountain Dew?
It probably does, but I didn't write them down in the story in front of me, so I cannot provide you with those
details. Can't you just make it up? These details don't matter.
Sure, chicken parmesan made with Mountain Dew.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so yeah.
Wow.
Can you make it up? Absolutely, I can make it up. Yeah. There's a recipe for how to prepare
chicken
a New York
parmesan.
Strip steak with Mountain
That's
Dew.
So interesting.
I can,
I guarantee you can make cakes with soda. Have you ever heard of a Dr. Pepper cake or something like that?
Yes.
I bet you there's a Mountain Dew cake, and I bet you it tastes good. And there's no way in heck I'm paying any money for it, let alone $30 for
not to be outdone, Cheetos just announced that they're
also
coming out with a holiday cookbook as well.
What can you make with that, Tony?
Yes, it's 22 recipes. I do have some on this one, actually.
Oh.
22. It just happens to be what cut when you cut and paste. Some things make it, and some things don't.
Mountain
this
Dew
one
steak.
Made it.
I don't think this is fair and balanced.
Recipes include things like flaming hot Friendsgiving turkey.
That sounds amazing.
Chester's kickin' cornbread dressing.
Katie, you would taste the Mountain Dew steak right now if you could. Look at her smacking her non-tasting lips over there.
Chester's cheesy
Katie just
skillet
wants to taste
corn.
Anything.
Jester Cheesy Skillet.
Jester Cheesy Skillet.
And what's that, Katie? Good, better, best pumpkin pie. If you want this cookbook, you can get it at
Cheetos website. Go back to the Cheeto pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
With Cheetos.
Yeah. Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes. Good, better, best pumpkin pie with Cheetos.
That must be the crust.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be the crust? That would be horrible.
If you want the cookbook, you can get it on the Cheetos website. This one's $35, but they say it is all a donation to charity. Whatever. You okay with Cheetos over Mountain Dew?
I am okay with this one if it's for charity, which was the okay whatever portion of your coverage. You were much more invested in the Cheeto story than the Dew story.
Who knows? Maybe Chester is his own charity. You know, you never know what these people are.
Katie wants Flamin' Hot Cheetos right now.
I do.
I was trying to find. I know I had another food one. Oh yeah, let's just keep all the food ones together. Check this one out. You probably couldn't get away with handing everyone a wrapped Twinkie at Thanksgiving and saying, here's your dessert, but you could serve this. Hostess just came out with a new party-sized Twinkie baking kit. It lets you bake a giant 2-pound Twinkie that serves at least 8 people, according
to them. Wouldn't it be better to give out individually wrapped Twinkies so you weren't touching all over it?
This doesn't mean you don't have to do that. This is giving you the option to make it look like you made something for Thanksgiving dinner instead of just showing up with a box of Twinkies. Like, it looks like you put some effort into it.
What if it had Cheeto dust on it, Katie?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
A giant 2-pound Twinkie that serves 8 people. If you're interested in the kit, you can buy it in stores for $15. Annie, are you okay right now announcing that the 2-pound Twinkie is officially the official dessert of the Annie Fry Show?
No way.
No?
No way. I'm a Twinkie fan.
I ate a big old Twinkie. I'm okay with that.
Official dessert of the Annie Fry Show?
Yes.
Probably ice cream.
Big old Twinkie.
Annie's frozen custard. Why are you
God bless the guy who has a giant Reese's cup.
Big giant Twinkie.
Okay. I'm getting us out of here.
I got time for one more?
Yeah, you do, unless Katie cuts us off.
I'm getting us out.
Would you be willing to risk coronavirus for a free cruise? Royal Caribbean is looking for basically guinea pigs to take a cruise to test their new coronavirus protocols. They say it's unlikely these test cruises will be like a standard vacation, but you will still be on the boat in the ocean experiencing
unlike
all the
unlike a standard vacation where you cruise could stuff. Likely get COVID.
Would you? Are you okay risking exposure for a free cruise?
I wouldn't cruise anyway. Yeah, I'm not a cruiser. I'm not that girl, but definitely not right now. No.
Katie should take a cruise.
Katie, would you like to go? Yeah, you're immune now or something. Superwoman.
I don't want to go on a cruise ship.
No.
Thank you
for listening to the Annie Fry Show today. Happy Friday. Stick around. The DGS is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.